You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, y'all.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Keep on. Y'all.
We are in the conversation. It's your man Damian Lemon on my right hand side.
El Capitan Vladimir Camaño.
And on my left hand side.
Ali Muhammad.
That's what's up,
guru. Guru.
How we doing?
We're doing good, man. Happy to be back. Highlight of my week.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Where you been, man?
I've been in Los Angeles, San Diego.
Coasting.
Out there getting a farmer's tan, because you know Vlad don't take his shirt off in public.
Is that so, what they call it, a farmer's tan?
Farmer's tan, his forearms and face.
That's your hood anxiety.
Hood anxiety, man. I don't take that shirt off unless it's required.
Yeah, were you near a pool? Were you near a no shirt zone?
Nah, you know, LA dudes be jogging shirt off, be walking the dog with the shirt off.
Be fit, man. Places where you're supposed to be fit.
If you out of shape in LA, you feel epically out of shape,
exactly.
Dog. Don't try all clothes
and
in LA.
You gotta pick a side. If you're gonna be out of shape, you gotta be fully out
you
of shape.
You gotta be like castable.
You gotta be
comically out of shape.
You can't be like in between, like, you know.
He makes his living being that fat.
You gotta be real fat.
Your torso has to have a point of view.
Yep.
Hey, I was out there, man, and I've been in LA for a week and did the Laugh Factory, Little Truckless Sundays, two shows, did the improv.
Okay.
Went out to San Diego, did the Comedy Store La Jolla.
All right.
And I think I may be back in July, actually.
Oh, shit.
No, you turned it out then.
Yeah, I had a good time out there, dude. I definitely did my thing out there, represented the Conversation crew.
That's what's up.
I got on stage.
On Fleek.
Fleek, man. Fleek.
What was that weather like out there?
The weather was beautiful, dog, especially in San Diego.
San Diego's a beautiful situation,
beautiful weather,
isn't
man.
It?
Beautiful weather. Everybody's so nice out there, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's very pleasant environment. Mm. Food was great, dude.
Anything crazy?
I didn't see no signs of drought. That's what I was scared about when I went out there.
You brought your own water?
I brought my own water. I brought a filter with me.
Brought a Brita filter?
Brought a Brita filter situation. Brought some osmosis technology.
I love it.
But I got out there, and it was like, I thought the showers were going to be cut off. I had regular shower time, you know, nothing like that.
You just made it worse.
Yeah, I made it worse out there. Yeah.
Nah.
But I was worried about that. But the food was great, though. I had a little burger situation at this spot. I forget the name of it, but I'll find the name out. But then I also had
McDonald's?
No.
Okay.
Had food at this place called the Blue Plate over in Santa Monica.
Okay. Official?
Dude, they had a mac and cheese pancake.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Delicious, dog.
It's interesting.
My friend Eric put me on.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
So it's like mac and cheese, and they somehow meld it with a pancake. Like it's actual pancake batter.
Okay. And so it's mac and cheese within the pancake?
Within the pancake.
Mm.
It's awesome, dog.
It's not terrible. I'd try it out.
It was delicious. The pancake is, you know, griddle, but the mac and cheese is pre-made and they somehow get it in there.
Yeah, is it cheesy mac and cheese too?
It's like not so. They can't make it too cheesy because then it messes with the batter.
Yeah.
But it's cheesy enough where you taste it in the.
Then you hit it with a little bit of syrup.
A little syrup on top. Look at you. I can tell your face.
I get into it. I just was at this spot, Jacob's Pickle. Pause. I was at this spot called Jacob's Pickle up the block.
Is it a big pickle?
I didn't ask for the pickle, but I got the pancakes and chicken. The chicken and pancakes. You typically hear about a good chicken and waffle.
Roscoe's, yeah.
They had a chicken and pancake meal up there, and it is official.
Where's it at? Where's Jake's Pickle at?
It's right there, like on Amsterdam between 84th and 85th.
Official?
Like that. Yeah, it's a good spot. It's a good spot to go to if you want to go.
Put a little syrup on there?
If that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? It's all
put a little syrup on that pickle?
Nah, come on, pause. Pancakes and chicken is pretty slab, but it's kind of different.
I had to try it out.
Why is it different? Because it's pancakes?
Because it's pancakes. You know, pancakes and waffles is something that now I'm accustomed to. Right. I like both, but, you know, there's a difference between a pancake and a waffle. A pancake is a little bit more dense. It's a little bit more of a cake situation.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more sustenance. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, this shit here is fire.
It's delicious, dog.
Yeah, man, it's a damn shit.
Word.
Oh man!
Shout out, show quick shout out to the homie Clint Beastwood over in Twitter world. In the conversation, fan, he actually came out to one of the shows.
Oh, that's what's
and he
up.
Showed
man.
Love. Shout out to
shout out to that man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
coming through, fam.
Beastwood, y'all see him on the thread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all he came out. He showed love, man. He brought a friend with him too. He came, came out to the club.
That's my dog. Yeah. I like that the love is real.
The love
it's
is out
not
there,
just
dog.
Not just virtual. It's real people coming out to the shows and you know what I mean. Showing support and all that, man.
We get busy at the club, man. We ain't up there just talking. Yeah, you know, we up there making people laugh.
But I want to know, because I know last time we spoke, man, we kind of teased to a momentous occasion. You weren't here, but this man here to my left, Mr. Muhammad, told everyone that was in the studio and listening to us via these airwaves that 5/10/15 was going to be a hell of a fucking day.
Yeah, it's a big day, man.
So what happened, man? Talk to us.
Well, first of all, you got to understand the day. You know what I mean? 5/10/15 is at both of my sons born on May 10th. Mm-hmm. And this year, that falls on Mother's Day.
Mm.
But,
oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Fish. So that's huge in itself. But to what makes it a holiday is, you know, when I first moved to New York, mm-hmm. You know, I was, you know, came up here with like $200 or whatever, and I was trying to get on. And
you had $200 and a dream or just $200?
I always had a dream. Book of them. Book of plans. I had plans and dreams.
Was it cash or some change? You had a couple quarters in there? Was it all?
Actually, it was, you know what I'm saying, kind of halfway check. Nah.
That's why I'm asking, because the denominations are never consistent. Whenever you broke, you always got weird denominations. You got like $3, a couple quarters. You got a check for $40.
Well, I had that little $200.
Hold on to that one.
And I came up here. I was trying to, you know, get on with the labels or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was just applying for shit everywhere and shit. And then, but I knew the CEO that was at Vibe Magazine. And I couldn't get him on the phone for some reason. I usually.
Good friend.
He wasn't a good friend, but usually he pick up the phone and look out.
Holla at your boy.
Whenever you in town, you give me a call.
You know what I mean?
Nah, man, and that's what's the case.
If it go to voicemail, just call again. I might, you know, I'm going to pick up.
So I'm trying to catch dude, and then his assistant picked up, and she was like, well, he's not here.
Oh, no.
And then she was like, well, you know what I'm saying, what you want? And I was telling her that I was trying to
get some money.
I was trying to do some work with him. They had the Vibe Music Seminar at the time, and then she was like, well, we already got everybody we need for that. If you want to work with us, you need to call early.
What a hater.
And then I knew about an event they did in Florida that comes up in June. So I was like, well, shit, what about Vibe Live? Mm. She was like, well, you need to call Gary Lewis. So she gave me another contact.
Okay.
And I stalked this dude for like 6 weeks straight, calling every day.
Hungry.
But after the first, you know, after the first few days, you stop leaving messages. You just try to get the pickup. And then he finally.
Try different times.
You know what I'm saying?
3:30.
And I. So at,
you got a tickler file. Like, hold on, what time did I call?
At the same time, you know what I'm saying? I had this girl who was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Where's your job? Like,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm.
Pressure.
I'm breaking it down. Like, well, you know, shit. I got this thing I'm working on at Vibe. And then she was like, don't you think that's a long shot?
Ah, oh, man.
I'm like, shit, my whole life.
Non-believer.
My whole
dream
life
killer.
A long
dream
shot.
Killer. Non-believer.
Everything I do is a long shot.
Oh, ye of little faith.
So we broke up. And then.
Bye.
It's my dream, woman. Take it easy.
It wasn't even, at this point, it wasn't necessarily even about a dream. It was about nuts and bolts, getting something accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Because that $200 was moving fast. And this 6 weeks later.
Oh, shit. $200, 6 weeks stretch in New York City, dog. That is a magnificent moment in itself.
Is it pre-Twitter, pre-Facebook?
It's pre-everything. Everything.
I would love to see your status updates during that
this
time.
It's pre-cell phone. For me.
You even had that. You didn't have that.
Cell phone. Shit.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm calling this dude every day from the payphone.
Wow, hustle.
Grand Central Station.
That's real
when
tough.
They had the little phone booth where you close the doors and shit.
But at least you went to Grand Central to make that call. Had a nice little spot. At least you went out to the world to go make that call. That's a big deal.
You had to get in the world.
Yeah.
Like one shit happening sitting in the house.
Nah.
That shit ain't happening. You got to get out.
You got to get up, get out, get something.
So I'm tracking him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm calling him, and then we break up on a Friday. And then that Monday, that whole weekend, I'm like, yo, I got to make this shit happen.
Where'd you stay at when the breakup happened? You had your own spot?
Me and my homeboy Big Jeff had a spot in Brooklyn.
Damn, shout okay. out to Big Jeff.
Shout out to Big Jeff, man. Jeff. The one believer.
With that shelter.
Yeah, you know the saying? Roof over your head. You good know what I mean? The bathroom. Nice little shower.
I got the shelter. Got that shelter
saying?
Place.
I had Big Jeff in place, you know what I'm saying, just in case things went south. Woo, for sure. Woo. I made that before I even made the move. Yeah.
Shout out to Big Jeff.
Shout out to Big Jeff with the roof.
You know what I mean?
We need that roof, son.
So, and some heat.
Raining out here in New York City.
So that whole weekend, I'm like, shit, yo.
That couch.
I got to make this shit work, man. So I'm looking for all kind of shit. So I got my whole Monday plan already ready to go. So I head out Monday morning with a pocket full of quarters and shit.
I knew it. There's always change involved, man.
You can't yeah. make a. You got to pay for it. You got to have change, quarters, baby. Man. You got to have and then, you know, some quarters. Not, did you change.
Did you know the phone number was by heart? You had them on a little piece of paper. Like the phone number.
I knew that one number by heart because yeah. that was the last shit working.
Shit was like a lotto number. It's so, a guy, man.
So boom, Monday morning, dropped the quarter. He picked up. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time the dude picked up. And told me to, you know, bring my resume down or whatever. Went down, you know what I'm saying, dropped off my shit.
Kinko's?
No, I just had it. I don't know where I printed it. I just had it. I ain't had no cover letter, though.
You are the cover
letter.
You were the
cover
letter.
I had to write that shit. I wrote that shit by hand. And then I got
damn, son.
It was like a ransom note.
Ben Franklin, you know printed press.
This is old school shit now.
Yeah.
So okay. I went back to the spot, and I got a call at night. And, you know, like I said, this Big Jeff spot. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't know whether to answer the phone or not.
Don't pick up that phone if you ain't Big Jeff.
Yeah,
but you know, I got it on the resume, so shit, I'm like, shit, fuck it. I picked it up. And then it was this girl. She was like, man, Speed Ali. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Uh-oh. Calling me at
Big Jeff's.
At Big Jeff's at 6:46 in the evening. And it turned out it was a girl that used to work for me in Florida when I was at the radio station. And she had just started as an intern that day.
That's crazy.
At Vibe for the dude that I was calling.
Dope. Look at that shit.
So, shout out to Crystal. So Crystal had just started that day, and my resume came in. Of course, it had the same college, and the dude asked her, did she know me? And she was like, oh, psh, Ali, yeah.
Oh, name ringing bells.
Name ringing
bells. Then I got the cosign.
Ooh, Crystal.
And then I had an insider, so we strategized and made shit happen. And, you know what I mean? I ended up, you know what I'm saying, getting that contract, independent contract, and making shit happen from there and never looking back. But that day that he picked up the phone was Monday, May 10th.
Okay, I was about to say, my nigga, like, where's
May 10th coming in?
We going through a lot of exposition.
I'm just trying to tell you, that was Monday, May
10th. Shout out to Big Jeff and Crystal and G. Lou.
A year later, my first son was born on May 10th. And then 4 years after that, my second son was born May 10th.
Damn, back to back.
So
prior to that phone call, have other things happened to you on May 10th?
I didn't pay attention to May 10th. I had no reason. Even at that time, I didn't really know that it was May 10th.
Okay.
Only reason I understood it was May 10th was when the two ways came out and you could look back on the calendar.
Okay.
You could go to a certain year. And then I knew that me and the girl broke up at a First Friday party in May of 1999. So I knew, okay, what was the First Friday in May of 1999? And that was May 7th. And that Monday was May 10th.
Damn.
Do you believe in the universe?
Of course I believe in the universe.
It's funny how people just show up at the right, you know, at those specific moments. I mean, granted, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah,
right.
But you also, you got to be able to pay attention to the signs. You know what I'm saying? When the signs will tell you what's happening. And if you look at it and you rewind the tape and you understand what was going on and why you made certain decisions, you will see certain patterns. And, you know what I'm saying, in that, I could see my whole pattern to success.
I'm looking at DD. What about you?
I just want to shout out those First Fridays. They used to be something, boy. Those First Fridays used to be something serious.
Man, getting deep.
I was so sick at that First Friday. Because, you know, I'm on a budget.
Is that at Target? The First Fridays?
No, Target got
Saturdays.
Down with them
that's
later
first
on.
Saturdays.
Yeah. First Saturdays, okay.
Yeah.
I showed up on the wrong day.
First Saturdays was popping too at the Brooklyn Museum.
That's another
movement. Yeah, but I think they took off the DJ situation.
Certain times you got to go for the certain occasions.
Okay,
they got black occasions when they.
Well, that's what
the
I
DJs
heard. I heard the black occasions got leaned on by the white establishment.
Really?
Was like,
last one I went to,
down.
they had the situation.
How long ago was this?
That was last year.
2014. I don't know. Speak to us in the comments.
No,
I hear
DJ. We're back without a DJ.
I hear some, you know. Listen, man, keep your headphones on and watch. Look at the art. But anyway, get back to what you're saying.
What I was saying is, we was at that First Friday. Yeah. fucking that shit was $20 a head, and then we paid. Ooh, we paid to get in, and then she like, well, this ain't gonna work out. I'm like, you could have told me that shit 10 minutes ago outside the door.
Wow, man, that's like one of your few remaining 20s.
That's what I'm trying to say, but I got it back. It ain't nothing but some money.
I got it right ain't back. Ain't nothing but some money. Shot it right back. tell that to a motherfucker when they down. Ain't nothing but some money. You gonna be all right. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's the sign. That's the lesson you gotta learn. Like, so, even at the worst, you know what I'm saying? If you keep going in your direction, you will be.
You'll be back up. You'll be back up.
Do you believe in the universe, D?
Hell yeah, I believe in the universe.
Believe in the whole positive that's.
Pay it forward, man. Put good energy out there, man. You know, everything comes back. You know, good and bad. Try to be the change you want to see, man. Try to be the light out there. Dead ass. No, I really do believe in the universe. I believe in the universe, man. So let's
Gandhi over here. Hey,
young Gandhi,
Mahatma Lemon.
That's real talk. Y'all don't believe in the universe. You don't fuck with the universe.
I do. I'm just asking you because typically when you and I talk, you're all about like you know. Proactive and get out there and get that money.
Yeah, but that's what you need. That you need to put that momentum in the world.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You gotta make
it kinetic, as this cat used
to
say.
I like that. You gotta make it kinetic.
Yeah,
because like
it starts to take on its old energy. But let me ask you this. So now, 5, 10, 15.
So what happened?
So basically, what we did is Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? We clicked up with my wife's best friend and her husband, who's a chef. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chef Joe.
Oh, man.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's always a good situation over there. Because he, you know what I'm saying? He five-star chef, chefing it up. You know what I'm saying?
Doing shit on the grill with
his eyes closed. So we did that. You know what I'm saying? The kids got...
Lights off.
They wanted birthday money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they can make their own decisions.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? All right. I don't know what my oldest son going to do with his money, but young Asa, he buying him a computer. He bought it last night, actually.
Oh, shit.
He Amazon King.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd he buy, a little PC joint?
Yeah, he bought a Dell situation. You know, a little Windows situation that he wanted.
He found it on the Amazon for the right price and all of that. No doubt. He did the research.
He had the research down pack. So
motherfucker know when they want. I know when they want something.
Yeah, they know what they want.
They'll show you.
We tried to stall them.
Listen, I'm going to pull this trigger. As soon as you give me the go-ahead, this trigger is pulled. Boom. It's in the mail.
So, prime shipping.
So you know what I'm saying? So you know, we set them up.
Dell 3400.
We tried to stall them. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you wait a couple weeks? You get go ahead and get this Apple. Like, nah. I ain't in the waiting.
You know what I mean? Bird in the hand, me two in the bush.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about this life right now.
How was he going to get an Apple in a couple weeks?
Because his mom said she would add a couple more dollars to it to get him the Apple.
If he just waited.
You know what I'm saying? She was saying that, you know, the PCs got viruses and all that stuff, whatever. But he was like, nah, fuck that.
So I got to get in this world.
Yeah, I got to get it.
I got moves to make.
So he got some computer money. Amir got some money. He ain't pull the trigger yet.
He ain't pull the trigger. Okay. He asked for some Jordans, but when he got his money,
he was like, shit.
He was like, well, yeah. Yeah,
no. I don't know Jordan like that.
I was like, you got enough to get your Jordans. He was like, hey. You see, it's different when it's his money.
Exactly. You know what exactly.
Mean?
Fuck that shit.
You know what I mean?
So Chef Joe on the pots.
Chef Joel on the pots. He chefed it up. You know what I'm saying? The ladies drank the rosé.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The kids had a great time. We bought cakes. You know what I'm saying? We had a ball. You know what I'm saying? It's always
good. How's
the
food? Food was delicious?
Come on, man. The food was off the chain, as always.
What y'all eating?
He basically had the chicken, you know, sliced, the whole chicken sliced down to half, grilled.
Okay.
Then he made some fresh-ass salads with, you know, exotic-ass materials. And I couldn't tell you what the fuck it was.
Exotic-ass materials.
It was good as fuck.
Shit sound like a Rick Ross salad.
You know what I mean?
Fucking jicama.
You know what I mean?
Man. Zucchini and suede.
You could go check Chef Joe a lot at El Buco.
Got a budget
for
the salad.
Oh, he El Buco?
Yeah, yo,
okay, shout out to that man.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he fresh on the pots, man.
That's what's up, man. So,
we had a great time, man. It was a real big deal. It was the great kickoff to summer 2015 when it's going all the way
there
down.
There it is, 5, 10, 15.
Making it hot.
That was the personal kickoff.
Yeah, go, man. Summer is ours. Remember that.
Summer is ours, man.
That's what we got to do. We got to remember that shit.
Yeah, man. Take over, man.
Remember that.
Shit.
Farmers Tan and all that.
Who?
Farmers Tan.
Oh, right.
Taking over the summer.
Oh,
no
man.
Doubt. Yeah, yeah. So that's what the holiday was all
that's
about.
That's what's
y'all.
Up, man. That's great, man.
Next year, you know what I'm saying, everybody can celebrate with us, you know what I mean?
That's good shit. Open it up.
Open it up, man.
5-10-16. 5-10-16, we open it up to the world.
All right.
This is my first time telling that story publicly, so.
All right. you all right?
I'm good.
Revealing. Exclusive.
Nah, that was exclusive.
That's exclusive, boy. Listen, man, we out here in the conversation. First time Muhammad ever told that story.
On some Oprah revelations. Exactly. Yeah. The big reveal.
Oh, shit. What else is going on, man? What else we talking about, man?
Talking about playoffs out there? Playoffs?
Playoffs is super dope, man.
As soon as we get off this air,
we're about to go
check out Young Cleveland.
Break down a wing or two. And
Young Rose and LeBron.
Back-to-back 3-point clutch.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah.
What's this? What's the series? What's the number right now?
This two up.
Two up. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one, man. It's a good playoffs overall.
No doubt. It's a good series all the way. Good playoff season.
It's keeping me involved. I'm not even really the biggest sports guy, but I'm all in. This shit is pretty good. The Cleveland Chicago series is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Memphis Golden State series has been pretty good. I checked out the Clippers Houston situation. That's pretty. I mean, my man, they was throwing ridiculous. Did you see any of the Clippers? What's my man, DeAndre Jordan?
Oh yeah.
Yo, he be pulling shit off from outside the stratosphere. Yeah, like this motherfucker throw it. It's like they throw this shit as high as ever, and this motherfucker come up.
Live City.
Oh man, it's you getting your money's worth.
Yeah, they showing out
when you go to a Clippers game.
Doc Rivers is the coach, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I had this conversation with a friend of mine. Do you think Doc Rivers is a good coach? You think he's a good coach?
I mean, he's doing all right now.
He's always been a good coach. We're having a debate
about like Phil Jackson, Doc Rivers, Pat Riley, whether they were good coaches. They just had tremendous talent.
But, I mean, it's a combination of both, I would think.
And then like what, you know, saying what Phil Jackson would say, you know, it ain't even about just you having the talent. Then you got to coach the talent to work together.
I mean, mm-hmm. Jordan, you know, really? You got to coach Jordan?
You kind of still might have to
really?
Coach.
Really?
You got that's the same thing they say about LeBron, you know what I'm saying? But until he, you know what I'm saying, got in a situation where he had a little more guidance and people that he respected that he would listen to.
Kobe, Shaq, you got to coach him? Really?
You got to coach him. Because if you didn't coach him, they'll be up there, out there
fighting. They'd be a regular motherfucker you wouldn't even
know. They'll be out there fighting each other.
What I'm saying is, could any of the coach step in there and do a decent job?
You never know. You never know, dog. You got to give all credit due to everybody that did.
Because exactly. I want to see Phil coach a shitty team. That's what I want him to coach.
That's like saying with the Quincy.
I want to see him walk into a shitty basketball team and be like, all right, triangle offense and zen defense, whatever it is.
Well, I mean.
Meditate on that.
Could Mike have done it without Quincy?
Quincy?
Jones,
Quincy
fool.
Quincy Jones. We talking music.
Oh, Michael Jackson. You can't just say. I think we're talking about Mike Jordan.
MJ.
You drop Mike in that context.
Tyson, Jordan, Jackson. Pick your pick.
I think you got to give credit due to everybody that's involved, man. Who knows? I mean, obviously, everybody that's involved in the equation is exceptional. You know what I'm saying? So you can't you don't do that. You don't piece off. Yeah. I remember when
it's just speculation. We put it out there.
I understand. That's what people do. But
yeah, let's put it out there for the people. If you're out there listening, what y'all think? Phil Jackson, if you could coach a shitty team and get the same results?
Well, he need to do something. He need to use his influence and really get in the air. Of the people, as you know, he need to figure out what the fuck is going on with these Knicks.
Ugh. Yeah, but you know that shit take time, man. You don't just up and come and show. You know what I'm saying? You got existing talent.
Right, right, right.
You got a business that you got to run. You got certain economics in place. You know what I'm saying?
They had a horrible season.
Yeah, they had a horrible season, but they gutting it. They starting over.
I hope so.
And then them cats in Cleveland showing out.
What you mean?
J.R. Smith and Shumpert, they out there living life.
They living life.
They out there handling their business in Cleveland.
Like some kids that got adopted out of a group home. Like, we get haircuts now and everything. You know we saying? Eat three times a day, nigga.
J.R. Smith fit. Hitting them threes. You got the right size shoes.
J.R. getting busy. Shumpert
getting busy, too. Like, late, as of late.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Shump, man. That's a good dude, man.
Shit, but Kevin Love out Shump, he pulling his own, man. They doing their thing out there, man.
So you watching Daredevil?
Yo, I got to say about Daredevil, dog. I was a little annoyed the first 5 episodes.
Oh, you further than me. Don't go too
episode
deep.
Episode 6, they started to kick it in.
Yeah, I heard the shit gets a little gory, too.
It gets good towards episode 6.
You watch the whole thing?
I'm at episode 8 right now.
I'm about episode 4, maybe on my way to 5, but I like it. It's decent.
At 6, it crosses over. It makes that cut, that little turn. in my opinion.
I ain't checking out.
Yo, fellas, what's up with this Tom Brady situation? What y'all think? You seen the man got suspended?
Man, that's the Patriots, bro.
They've been cheating since.
I don't think he's even going to get suspended.
He got suspended.
He got suspended for four games, but I think that shit's going to get overturned.
Which I think he is going to put his own defense
up. He's already claimed an appeal. He wants an appeal. I just, for whatever reason, Tom Brady and the Patriots, they're very entitled. You know what I mean? They're notorious cheaters. It looks as though, but they feel as though they're above the law.
Right.
And
right.
I don't think that, I don't think Brady's going to take this shit sitting down. I think he's going to say, I don't give a fuck what you say about a suspension. I'm starting game one, week one. Tom Brady will be there. That's going to be the challenge.
They're going to have to go, you know, put the smack down. They already got a murderer on the team.
In the world of cheating.
Go ahead.
I agree it is cheating. But in the world of cheating, The thing about this situation really makes me think about cheating. Cheating is cheating. Granted that.
Come on, man.
But there's some situations where you got to look at it and you go, yo, but y'all still got to score. Y'all still got to play defense.
Yeah, but if you scoring in the rain like it ain't shit with your flat-ass football, that's cheating.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, the Colts got spanked.
It looked good on TV. But the dynamics behind, if you done pulled all the strings, then, yeah, it's going to look good. Fuck out of here. You cheated, man.
I know, but
sit your ass down.
Cheating is cheating.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a funny. What's so funny about it is when people talk about it. Because I was watching First Take today, and I forget the dude's name on there, but he was saying, you know, what Tom Brady should have said was, you know, I called the equipment manager and said, hey, listen, this is how I like my balls. I like my balls to feel like
oh,
this.
I saw that.
Did you see the shit?
Oh, man, he kept saying it. It was so like he was talking about a good meal. He was like, no, this is how I like my balls.
My balls got to feel like this in my hand. So what you need, the balls need to feel like this. Like, hey, yo, take it easy.
And he said it was like counsel. Like what he should have said was.
So you need a Dame Dash up there to be Pulse.
The Dame Dash app on your phone.
It was on polls.
But honestly, dude, I mean, what can you do? Even if you suspend him for four games, he still won the Super Bowl. He still got the ring.
Right.
So it's just at this point where we just doing it just for what, the media? I guess to set an example.
I mean, you can't let it just fly out the window. You gotta put some punishment to it.
But is four games even enough? I feel like it needs to be.
Some people feel like it's too much because they saying that if you get caught with the steroids or the PEDs, you get a four-game suspension. So they saying, hey, shit, he getting the same suspension as somebody with the PEDs, you know what I'm saying, for deflating the balls that he didn't even deflate.
But then they saying, if you think about it, if the balls really worked out in the way that they were supposed to work out, he basically won the Super Bowl contingent upon his cheating.
They've been cheating the whole time.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you got something that points to them, this shit right here, if this hadn't happened, they probably wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl. So the punishment for that is four games.
They ain't gonna take it back.
Take them rings.
They ain't gonna take them.
Make rings. Let's make it a big deal. Take a motherfucking ring.
They ain't gonna take it.
What coach? What's my man Joe Paterno?
Belichick? We talking about?
No,
hey,
what my man?
Fucking kids in the locker room.
Cheating is cheating. Fucking kids, deflating balls. Take that shit back.
This is terrible.
Take that shit back. They don't need to be Super Bowl champions. Get that shit to the Colts. Or just make it a no Super Bowl champion.
Come on, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I'm just saying, man. Listen.
You're going to equate taking balls to having sex with little boys.
Listen, no, I'm not equating. I'm just saying cheating is cheating. You know what I mean?
Stop touching them boys.
Oh, man, that was definitely, huh?
Cheating on his wife.
At least she knew about it.
I think his wife knew about it. He wasn't even cheating on her.
Oh, that's awful. Shit, somebody. Shit.
She let them boys sleep over, cook meals. She know what was happening.
Four games is just, it seems like it's nothing.
Brady's going to walk out of there with like a champ. Like,
oh, shit, man. Not even shout out. Beware this nigga out here attacking people with a hammer. Some dude, I just got another text. I don't know if it's the same, but a dude hitting people, mostly women at first, with a fucking hammer. And then just now, man attacked three people near Union Square. You know what I mean? I gotta watch your back. Same text man. From one of my peoples.
Same man.
I don't know if it's the same man, but just be out. Niggas is out here randomly attacking with hammer.
Yeah, what kind of alert system you on? Can I get on that alert system?
it's just to hold your head. Don't get caught slipping.
Protect
network.
Your neck.
Exactly.
Exactly. He got the Woo Gambino app.
Oh shit! Watch out, son. Watch
Protect
out.
Protect your neck, son.
He bleeding like a newborn baby. What's this woman that
is he dead? Is he dead? Oh shit, man!
Somebody hit you with a hammer. Damn, hitting you with hope with tools.
Yo, man! Shout out to all the listeners, man. For real, for real. Y'all been rocking with us. We 40 some odd episodes deep, man. I really like people shit. Been coming up to us and coming
we
up
get
to
love
the street
there,
saying,
huh?
"Yo, I fuck with the show and yeah. all that." I just want to say thank you. Please tell some more people. You know what I mean? We're not signing off. We have to just keep talking.
Yeah, but no doubt.
Just gratitude,
I
baby.
I felt like a moment
it's
of gratitude.
You know what I'm saying? He just felt it.
He just felt it.
Welled up in his heart.
You know what I mean? Touched my spirit.
Dude, did the hammer thing kind of scare you a little bit? Now you before I get hit with this hammer, yeah, I want to let y'all know that I appreciate.
Nah, not even that, man. Nigga, I'm going to Costa Rica this weekend.
What?
Yeah, I'm going out there for fucking about a week. Now, but this is my thing. I won't be here next week, but I'm going to be here in spirit. But I'll be in Costa Rica. But I got to take about 8 planes total for this whole.
What kind of flight you get, man?
Well, I got. No. Because I'm flying. Air. Nah. I'm flying. Flying down. We flying good. Flying down. It's a connection. But then we go into, I think it's called San Jose in Costa Rica. And then we going from there to like another little remote spot. We got to take like a fucking ferry, then a plane. So that's what we 3 now.
Flashy.
Then we got to fly back to San Jose. So that we 4. Then fly to another spot. That's 5. Then fly back. That's 6. Another plane. We go to 2 different spots.
Oh, y'all standing.
We stand in 2 different spots. Okay, and then we coming back. Flashy. 2 more flights.
That's the name of the itinerary.
Flash. Nah, the name of the itinerary is Anxiety Air. Nigga, we take it off and touch it down too many times for me to be comfortable. I like to be there and be back. I like a fucking round trip ticket. I don't like a, like, let's try it again.
Hey, y'all gonna be so tired.
That's the side effects of fly shit.
Side effects of fly shit, man, include.
Even when you fly a private plane and shit, I was on this trip when we flew a private plane and shit, you thought that shit was fly, but then you realize that a private plane is little as fuck. When it hit
so
that,
you played a private plane.
Yeah, when you hit that turbulence, that shit is like, that shit is fucked up.
Hold on, folks. Hold on, listeners. Shit.
With quotes, right?
Did you hear this man just say he was in a private plane trying to be cool?
He slid that in there.
It was a tiny little private plane, but that shit was private as fuck, though, huh?
All private plane, unless you in a big jumbo plane. Ass 747. Hold if on. You in a like a small ass G5, like shit, that shit ain't
a
no big ass plane.
Small ass G5.
That ain't no big ass plane.
No, but I'm just saying it's private as shit. Yeah,
it's private as shit.
Go through no TSA.
That shit ain't fun on no turbulence.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
I'd rather be on a big ass commercial jumbo jetliner. Then a little private shit and some turbulence.
I'd rather be with you guys than in this.
So wait, so yo, Ali has a point that you're gonna be fatigued. Your photos, you're gonna look so tired in every photo.
Man, why you shitting on that man on vacation, man?
Nah,
you the one that says he's gonna be tired. I'm just jumping on what you said.
You said that.
I just said this man.
I said it's gonna be a little plane.
He said he don't like flying private because it doesn't.
I said I don't like flying little bitty ass planes.
That's what he said. He said he'd rather fly commercial like regular people. However, due to the constraints of his job,
don't listen to fly shit over here.
He must fly.
Ready, Ali?
In tiny ass G5s.
Fly shit.
Is this the payback for the Black Comedy Festival?
Nah, it ain't even that.
Black Comedy Festival.
That was more polarizing.
Last. Why y'all always like bringing up old shit? Yeah. You and Vlad always bringing up old shit.
Shout out to Chris on the mic, man.
Bringing up old shit.
I almost shouted out our intern.
That's our superpower, Chris.
We don't know.
Bring up old stuff.
Worthy of a shout out just yet.
Pass so wait, so dude, right you going to Costa Rica?
This man might not be here next week. Huh?
You going to Costa Rica out there? Yeah. Doing fly shit.
Yeah, I'm going out there to have a good time. I don't know what's what. I just going out there with my lady, and she planned it. We're gonna have a good time.
That's what's up. That's all that matters, man.
That's it. We're gonna have a good time. Hopefully, I come back. It's 8 flights.
Man, you gonna be straight.
I'll
man.
Be back. We have a good ass time.
I'm gonna hook you up with some movies, man. Cause you gonna be. Yeah, I'm hook you up with some.
Films. Yeah, give me some movies. You got some movies. And
I got
shit?
Some films for you, man. We're gonna take care of you.
Yo, let me say this though.
Legal movies. Legal.
Yeah, no, of course.
iTunes.
Of course.
Purchase
everything. Yo, I wasn't really Johnny streaming. You know, we've talked about a lot of the streaming shit, but I got put onto this Beats Music app.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that shit is fire. That shit is fire. Yo,
where's the record?
I'm just telling the people.
Where's the record, Jay?
D Lemon with the streaming. Vlad with the LASIK.
Where's the record, Jay?
With the private jet. We all do it.
Jay,
well,
where's the record?
Thank you for listening. For real, for real. We appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? So what makes it so good?
Well, this is the thing, man. I never was a big streaming fan because I'm a hoarder. Mm-hmm. As it comes to music, right? So I got a ton of music on external hard drives and shit all over the place. Now, the thing is, when you want to access something, if you don't have it immediately on the hard drive that you're dealing with or you're on your iPhone or whatever, your iPad, you got to go on external and drag it and drop it and do all of that. Now, with the Beat streaming situation, and it's probably the same thing with other streaming devices, I just never was into it before. Yo, this shit is crates on deck. This shit is crates on deck. Son, I was fucking listening to the best of Atlantic Star. I was listening to that shit. Then I'm listening to, I mean, like anything I want to listen to. Buck 'em Down remix. You know what I mean? Go from that, then go to a motherfucking some type of Zeppelin situation. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad. I know
it's
I'm
not regular.
Late. I know I'm late. I know I wasn't really on board with that shit. I never claimed to be an early adopter. I'm one of these motherfuckers that look at the shit leaving and be like, I don't know about that. But I might come around towards the end, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not ashamed to say.
Are you going to go to Tidal?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, why go to Tidal if I'm at Beats?
Tidal has a more, apparently, you know, I guess I got to research it. They got a more appropriate fee structure for the artists.
Really?
As I understand it.
Okay.
I don't think.
Let's not rush him.
That's not baby steps.
No, 2 weeks ago he wasn't on the streaming at all.
He had a hard drive.
But let's be honest though, an appropriate fee structure for artists that are already rich is not the biggest selling point for consumers. It's dope.
Our artists aren't rich.
Well, I mean, when you see the motherfuckers that announced that Tidal shit, there was not one broke artist on that.
But they're not the only ones on Tidal. They dropping. They got an Artist on the Verge section on that motherfucker.
What I'm saying is, if you say, listen, artists will be paid appropriately, like that's cool, and I'm with that. But that's like towards the bottom of the list of reasons why.
That's definitely at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, yo.
Well, I mean, if you're going to pick
Jay-Z, be paid. All right. Trust me, his
my
check
thing is, though, outside of the libraries that they each have, for example, like Taylor Swift is not on Spotify.
Yeah.
Would you say that you would turn that Tidal has a selling point in that because of that they have a more noble?
I've never tried Tidal, so all I'm speaking on is Beats. So, and what blew me away about it, and it might, that's how I said, it might be on Tidal, it might be on Spotify, all that. I was just bugged out by the fact that these crates was on deck. Now, Tidal might have deeper crates. Maybe Spotify has even deeper. Who knows? But all I know is it's been few records where I was like, y'all want to hear this, and it wasn't available.
What was the context? You was in the whip? You was in the house? Like, what was the context that you got into?
I was at the crib. I was at the crib. I got the app, and then I was listening to some shit. And then I'm just scrolling through, and it was just you get caught up in we can go anywhere. Let me see this. They got this. You know how you get into that? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I know they ain't got this shit. You start putting it to the test. I know motherfuckers ain't got this. And you go there, you're like, wait a minute. Oh, then you go to this. Then what's cool about it is, like, if I'm watching, which happens quite a bit, if I'm like, if I'm reading something about music, and in the article they reference other music, you know what I mean? Like, now you could just reference it immediately. Like, yo, it sounded like this, that, and the other thing. Maybe sometimes I would go to, like, a YouTube or something like that. But now I'd just be like, oh, word. Boop, 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 boop. And it's cool because you can listen to people that you would never really buy. I mean, I'm sure that this commercial is probably a year too late. I'm like, that motherfucker
that's
like,
time,
yeah,
man.
But listen.
But you are making a commercial.
I am. Well, there's enough of that, man.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, go ahead with that, man.
The conversation, man.
I got the LASIK. I got the LASIK. You can go ahead with
you. Ain't tripping off that.
We ain't even talked about that. We'll talk about that.
I'm looking at you right now.
Oh, you weren't here when we talked about the LASIK.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Nah, I listened to the LASIK conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But did you really get it?
Yeah, he went all the way in.
Nah, we'll get that to the minute. I want to hear more about the Beats.
But
Beats
this shit is cool, I can't even be mad. This shit is cool. They got why the fuck is everybody looking like I'm sad and crazy? That shit is all right.
You all good, man.
My next question is, what made you go to Beats and not Spotify?
Or title, right?
Because
it was a look. Somebody
loved me. I knew it. The finances.
It was a look.
Yeah. It was a gift.
It wasn't a gift. It was
sweating over that. What's going on?
It wasn't a gift. It was more of a like.
My password.
Exhibition. It was one of those situations where, come on, fam, hold on.
Beats is amazing.
It was a good situation, no doubt.
I'm with that, man. That password is always a great look.
Nuff said.
Shout out to the Showtime app. Great app. I love all the movies on there.
But see, it's a long play. You know what I'm saying? All of them playing in the same sandbox. You know what I'm saying? People will figure out which ones they like, which ones they enjoy. And they'll take it from there.
I just like the access. Like, and we had talked about this before.
I was talking about the password? No, not that.
I was talking about just like the fact that you could just access this music immediately. Like, we had talked about trying to do something, I was going to try to do something with my own external hard drive plus like a router. And it was like, all of that, you pay a couple dollars and then you go boom, boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you could have been the next title.
Nah,
I ain't just be hating on your shit. Nah, or paying $10 to get on.
I ain't got no title due diligence. I know for sure. I can't even commit to a trending topic. Nigga, I'm not working on no shit like that. Anyway, man, what else is going on? Let's go in real life.
Oh man, I was about to go to the internet.
You want to go to the internet? We'll go now. We got time.
Let's go real life. What you got?
We got 2 minutes of real life. Whoever go to real life first.
Go ahead. You go.
You got to take a shot. If you go to the internet based shit.
Go ahead, D.
I threw it to y'all.
Ali,
It's on you, player. I gave my real life before the internet. I gave a whole full on real life.
Real life, man, you stalling for time, B.
Oh, my dad just got a baldy, dude. He shaved his head.
Really?
And he came in the house like, ain't nobody gonna notice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just showed up like, hey, come with that. And I was like, dude, hey. What's up with this Floyd Mayweather look you got going on here?
I look, though. Does it play?
I laughed for a good 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And then it just didn't look like my dad for a quick minute.
Uh-huh.
Why you do it?
My dad has weird reasons for it, man. My father's weird. He's weird, like, habits. So he comes in the house. I said, Dad, why'd you do it? He's like, no,
summertime.
He said, I want to do it. That's what he said.
How old is your pops?
My father's 65.
He probably was getting them grays, that little receiver.
Yeah, he got some grays in there.
He wanted to go Jordan on
that. He went Jordan on that.
Championship season.
Either that or he was trying to hide from the tenants.
LeBron need to go Jordan on the ass, too.
Yeah.
Why he bullshitting?
Oh, LeBron.
You gotta kind of tip your hat to those NBA players because they go bald in front of everyone. Like, if a nigga could have it his way, he probably would play ball in fitted caps if they could. But they can't, so they gotta go bald and go through all of the scrutiny and ostracism. Like,
but it's really, just a question. It's really only the black athletes that go through this trauma, though.
Yeah, because Manu Ginobili, that's why.
The white athletes don't get no.
They don't give a fuck. It's all good. I mean, it is what it is. But so your pops got the young baldy. Your pops out there dating in the world?
No. My father's out there. My father's just a working man.
He don't date. He don't date at all. He wouldn't ever date.
He's with my mom and he got a weird relationship.
Come see your relationship.
There's a weird friendship thing got going on. It's mm-hmm. weird. You know, a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, it's real TV.
Never leave me, ma.
You know, mm-hmm. I've known you for too long. You know,
mm-hmm. Come on, baby. It's us. It's me.
It's me.
It's us.
It's my companion.
They stay separate places?
Yeah, separate places.
You know what I mean?
He come through.
Separate corners.
With the knock.
No, but you get to a certain age.
Who are you? That was me. I got a baldy.
That's probably why he got it.
Exactly.
Your mama was on TV watching Vin Diesel and shit. Ooh, I like the baldy. He was like, what?
My mother's in DR right now, which is great.
Uh oh.
Because I gave her the call for the Mother's Day, and that was my commitment.
That's cool.
That was it. No restaurants. No
flowers. That's beautiful. Right.
Quick phone call. Love you. Bye. Dude, Mother's Day finished.
Emote. You got to emote.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Don't you, I'm on the road a bit. You're on the road a bit. You be out a lot. This is something that I've noticed with your lady. We all got ladies. Like, when you got to emote over the phone, you're not around, but you got to at least feel as though y'all miss each other. So you got to be like, hey, babe, you good? Mm-hmm. I miss you. You know what I mean? And it's so easy to emote over the phone. It's like, you know, girl, if I was here, I wish we
could. Why you giving away the
secrets,
man?
Then they start hitting you with real shit.
Then they want to tell you about their day.
That emote go out the window. Well, we got these bills right here. What you talking about? I done paid that.
I missed them bills too.
I done paid that.
I see them bills when I get back, but I just want to let you know. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you and on too, but yeah, we need some groceries up in here.
I'm going to come back as soon as I come home, girl. I'm going to have them groceries and I'm going to be there
for you. Fuck all that, what you talking about?
That's hilarious, man.
Oh, man.
But yeah, you gotta let them.
You gotta let them know,
and you gotta bring them into your moments. Like, oh, I wish she was here to see this. You know, man, if you had been here,
you ever eat at a restaurant without your lady and it feel bad because you like, damn, this shit, the food's pretty good. Like, we should have kind of discovered this one together.
You gotta double back.
Yeah,
I got a place I need to take you.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't done enough with all of that shit. Oh, anyway, shit. Bug it out. I'm sorry. I feel like we get too tender.
No, we never get too tender.
Shit.
Can't get tender enough.
All right. Pause. What's up? Pause. So what else is up, man? What else we want to talk about? I know.
I was talking about this Manny Pacquiao situation, man. It's been bothering me.
Oh, that terrible fight that happened?
Yeah, because I can't even take it seriously anymore. Like, why? Now
Mayweather, why y'all call it a terrible fight?
Well, because Pacquiao told me he had a shoulder injury, and then Mayweather's like, he's going back and forth. He's saying he's gonna fight him, he's saying he's not gonna fight him.
No, he said he was gonna fight him, then Pacquiao didn't give him no credit, then he said, fuck him, I'm not gonna fight him.
So to watching this from the sidelines, to me, like, I've seen similar scripts in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Where they'll do this thing and then they'll build up again to a second fight because of all the commotion.
Yeah, but I don't think this is strong enough. I don't think this one's gonna work. I think they were trying. Like, he kind of floated the idea out there. He was like, you know, I'd fight Pacquiao again. You know what I mean? And I think he put it out there so that the media could run with it and see, you know, kind of gauge the interest. But that fight was so boring that I don't think I need to see Pacquiao and Mayweather again.
I just feel like there was some back puppeteering going on back
there.
It's
always puppeteering. It's boxing. Boxing is about money.
But even the actual fight and how they set up the fight, there's some puppeteering going on.
You say through the fight?
I mean, the fight was like, I mean, you know, like, no risk would take. I mean, Mayweather's not a risky fighter, but like, there's no risk taken on either side. Like,
but Mayweather not gonna do that.
Yeah, but
he ain't never done that. 48 fights, he ain't never done it.
That's why. That's the only reason I said I was more upset with Pacquiao than Mayweather.
Pacquiao ain't take no risk. Like, you're not gonna take no risk.
Pacquiao, he got $100 million, man. He ain't very much, y'all.
But he could take a couple risks for $100 million.
Fuck you, Jack. I'm spending this money in my head in the ring.
It definitely looked like a payday. It looked like a payday. Like, yo, what you buying? Oh, man.
And they'll do it again, and people will still pay to see that shit.
I don't think so.
And go to see that shit and be out there. And it's a fucking,
I don't think they could do Mayweather Pacquiao again and get the same amount of attention.
The motherfucker Mayweather fight in September, retire, and then, you know,
bingo.
What I'm,
you see what I'm saying? Bingo.
And they'll come back with
the 50 and
dog. You know what I'm saying?
I can't see it being Pacquiao. He got to fight somebody else for 50.
I feel like there's
who else is it?
It ain't nobody else.
Okay.
But I feel like there's a writer's room. There's people in the room writing, and they're like, yo, listen,
well,
you're going to retire.
Well, it should be. It's a lot of money involved. It needs to be a writer's room. He's not doing this for no reason.
He going to retire. It ain't going to be shit else out there. Shit going to be dry. They'll watch that Mayweather Pacquiao again.
That's a good point.
That
he's going to come out of retirement. It's going to be a big show.
Yep.
So let me ask you this then, because if it's contingent upon Mayweather coming out of retirement, because he's supposed to retire after this next fight. After this next fight, is boxing dead?
It's in need of a new superstar. It's in need of a lot more superstars. It's in need for more promotion on other fighters. That's gonna make it exciting. I'm sure there's fighters out there. It's not like it's not fighters out there.
No, there's fighters out there.
Plenty of boxers out there boxing, but they're gonna have to promote somebody up to them to the main stage.
it feels as though there's this agenda to kind of get boxing up out of there. Like, most people are like, yo, let's start talking about this UFC thing. I'm not really a UFC fan at this point, but I know a lot of people are very... Like, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're really, from what I've seen, and I want y'all to jump in the comments on this, but from what I've seen in the world, a lot of people that are pro-UFC seem to also have to feel anti-boxing. It's like they can't coexist. Everybody that I know that's like an advocate for the UFC is like, oh, boxing is dead. It's over. It's about the UFC. Blase skip. And what do y'all think about that?
Man, until there is a $200 million UFC fight, there will be some boxing. You know what I'm saying? If Mayweather and Pacquiao could pull in that kind of money, ain't nobody in Vegas turning down no money at all. They not turning down your penny slots. They not turning down no $200 million fight and 200,000 people coming to Vegas. They not turning that shit down. They going to try to keep it alive as long as they can. All of a sudden, you'll see the next exciting fighters, and then it'll be, you know what I mean? It might not be as thriving as it once was, but they going to try. They not going to let that shit just die out because Mayweather retired.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I know a lot of people, they're trying to go for this UFC thing, trying to make it bigger than it is. I know the dude, John Jones, he got caught slipping. He fucked up his shot because he was kind of like the next in line to be that guy.
In what?
In UFC fighting. Like, he was the
cocaine addict?
Yeah, the cocaine addict. You know. I mean, that's who he is. That's like calling Floyd the woman beater. The wife
beater.
The woman beater, if we're going to do that. But the fighter, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting. I don't advocate, obviously, I'm not for domestic violence or even cocaine use. But it's very interesting when these people are legitimate. They make their careers as fighters. Not even like an aggressive sport like football or no shit like that. Like, they make their money as a fighter. And, you know, people are bugged out when they do some fucking reckless, wild shit.
But that's the same as football players who they whole career is, you know what I'm saying, taking cats down.
Absolutely.
Violent ass sport.
But I feel like I feel like boxing is even more explicitly violent. Boxing is knock this motherfucker's head off.
That's what the shit you done. That's what they say on the football field too.
Yeah.
Take his motherfucking head off.
Yeah, but there's no goal line. Like, you're not scoring a short touchdown. Like, in boxing, the goal is like
to knock him out.
I mean, knock you out. Like,
but in order to get to the goal line, you got to take some motherfuckers' heads off.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little finesse. You got some defense. You got some guys blocking you.
Man, it's a violent sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's more concussions going on in football than it is in fucking boxing.
I don't know about that.
Maybe. Yeah, because there's more people on the field.
That's what I'm trying to tell.
But what I'm saying is the point of boxing is to somebody needs to knock another dude out. Now, in football, the point is to get into the end zone. And now, if we knock somebody out as collateral damage or whatever,
as a
means to an end, that's one thing. But in boxing, somebody needs to hit this canvas and be down on that canvas for 10 fucking counts.
And that's what every play, somebody needs to be down on that motherfucking turf. Every single play.
But that's not what determines the winner.
That do. Is if you can't get your ass to the goal line in the defense's job is to take your ass to the turf every single play.
But the
offensive line is to take the defensive line to the turf.
Yeah, but that's not how you win. You win by getting it to the end zone. All I'm saying is
sad, but it's
do you not,
22 motherfuckers out there taking each other's heads off.
The point being
that it's way more explicit in boxing. But my thing is, even if we extended it to football, like I said,
people are shocked.
It's just crazy that people are shocked that these people are violent. You work in a violent, listen, you make your money through violence. And you surprised that I'm not violent when I'm off the job? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was mad at, what's my man with the prostitutes?
Who?
Warren Sapp.
No, but you don't make your money tackling hoes.
He tackled the prostitutes.
Tragedy. Can you believe it? Butt naked outside the hotel room.
Yeah. Right. I can see if you really made your living fucking hoes, then I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, you know what?
He got in trouble because he was tackling hoes.
I think the other thing, too, is like, I mean, it's a very complicated conversation because, to your point, as long as there's money, there's going to be boxing. But I think when boxing was in its heyday, it didn't have the alternative of MMA. And it's kind of hard to take boxing. You almost got to see boxing as a sport now. Like, that's a sport. Mm-hmm. For them to call themselves the greatest fighters is kind of up to question because, realistically, like, most MMA fighters could beat most of the elite boxers.
They could beat them?
Yeah, easily, hands down.
While them doing MMA, while this dude's doing boxing?
No, it's a fair fight. Put him in the ring. Put him in the
ring. It's not a fair fight.
Of course, if you boxing and somebody kick your ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to take a sport.
It's two different sports.
It's hard to put boxing at that level anymore because you're going out there saying I'm the greatest fighter of all time. But it's like, no, wait a minute. There's guys out there fighting full contact, you know, ground fighting and top fighting. You can't say that no more because there's guys at a mediocre level that could probably beat a Pacquiao or Mayweather.
And that's always been the case, though.
So you
know it's just now MMA and UFC and all that shit has promoters. You know what I'm saying? Like boxing has promoters. I mean, if you're talking like, you know, martial arts, period, you know what I'm saying, was around way before boxing, but boxing had promoters. You know what I'm saying? They made it a business. They're making the UFC a business. They're making the MMA a business now. And that's what gets the exposure. That's what puts it out there. And they're still trying to get to the heights that boxing has already went to.
And I think it's going there, dude. I think it's going there.
Because that you're a fan of it?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of martial arts, of MMA and all that stuff. You know, I did judo and Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I was involved in MMA.
I never did full contact. But I did some of the ground game and all that. And, you know, it's not just ruthless fighting. Like, there's training involved. These guys are actual warriors. Like, they train for this stuff. They're technical. They, you know, it's not just like the way they paint, like these brutal animals beating each other up.
That shit look a little.
That's what it looked like, though.
That shit is it's technical, man. You'd be surprised. You get into a ring with somebody.
I'm sure it's technical, but it's sometimes the shit is so technical that the regular guy doesn't even know what happened. Like, when I watch a boxing match, when Tyson knock a motherfucker out and you see him hit the ground and you seen that punch hit him and destroy his jaw and him hit the ground, you were like, okay, I see what happened. Sometimes when I watch MMA and a dude puts a dude in like a little reverse arm bar and the dude tap out real fast, you're like, well, what the fuck just happened?
That's hilarious.
That's not hilarious. It's not satisfying enough sometimes. Like, that shit looked like a tussle.
Little three-round tussle.
Yeah, just...
No, I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get, like, a mismatch and you got one guy that's slower, and then you got the other guy that's more, you know what I'm saying, he has more of the martial arts thing going on, and he's just kicking the motherfucker in the leg and just kick him in the leg.
Right.
And kick him, that shit is boring to me.
trying to get that tie kick in.
Right, he's trying to get a tie kick in, but, you know
what I'm saying. I don't even know what a tie kick is.
He's kicking your ass in the leg.
But every so often, though, you do see those little clips where a motherfucker, they blow the whistle or whatever. They're in fighting. The motherfucker hit you with a 360 kick out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Drop the shit out of you.
Yeah, man.
What up? That's funny for like a Vine.
You know what I mean? That's what MMA good for.
That's
the Vine.
Good for the
they
Vine.
They doing it for the Vine.
Good for the Vine. Did y'all watch that Canelo fight?
Mm-mm.
You seen the clip, the highlight, the knockout?
I saw a little bit of the knockout. Who'd he knock out? He put
Alvarez.
I think I did see
it. It was Canelo versus Alvarez, right? I think it was.
He put it on him, right?
Oh, he put his whole body on him. He just knocked him out. And it's like they kept putting the clips up online. His face is all contorted.
Damn shame.
That's why I can't do boxing, because I can't deal with the loss of getting hit like that in public.
Man, what, MMA and get kicked in the head off a roundhouse?
Any kind of fighting. Any kind of fighting.
Shit.
Ain't no kind worse. Of fighting. Any kind of fighting.
Kicked by a dude, brusque ass foot. The foot got all types of calluses.
All kinds of stuff, man.
Sandpaper foot.
For me, not getting knocked out in public is like, you know, Dino, that's a fear, dog.
Oh, yeah, nobody want that. That's a fear.
That's a huge fear. Getting knocked out in public.
Real star.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Where you going to be this week, though? Just in case.
Oh, go ahead, Ali. I got to go up my calendar. You got it?
Oh, shit. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be on this online, man. That's where I'm going to be. I got a couple things that dropped this week. I had a documentary drop with Shea Moisture.
Nice.
So y'all go check that out. Shea Moisture documentary.
Oh, shit.
Shot some stuff with Vashti and L. Clay for Toxic Shock. Check that out at, you know what I'm saying, Southern L. You know what I mean? Go check her out. And then, where else I'm going to be? I guess that's it for now. I'll catch up with you next week. But
there
check me out.
Mr.
Muhammad Instagram. You know what I'm saying? At Mr. Muhammad Twitter, all that. You know what I'm saying? We got the content going.
There you go. Shea Moisture, check that out, though.
Ho?
Shea Moisture. I'm gonna check that out.
Oh yeah, it's dope, man. It's I'm getting a lot of emails and shit from women now with about hair and shit. You know, so that's uh-oh, pretty cool.
You're an authority.
You're an authority.
I'm
now
almost an authority and shit, yeah, but I won't claim that.
Don't give them the wrong information.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't give no
hell to pay.
See, the thing is with this shit, I didn't give no information. That's my style is I let the people do the talking, man. I ain't got shit to say. Everybody that's talking in that documentary were the people who actually go through that shit.
I'm going to check that out, though, because I'm into that hair stuff, hair
really?
Products. Yeah, I'm into that. I got a little fro. I'm off my fro. I use all natural products.
It's for women and children, though.
Nah, I get you.
It's about mothers.
Moisture's moisture.
Yeah, that's
moisture ain't got no gender, baby. No, you know what I mean? When your hair's dry, your hair's dry.
No doubt.
All right.
Shout out to Shea Moisture.
Shout out to Shay.
I will be at in Brooklyn Wednesday night at Amarachi Lounge out there with doing some shows. Amarachi, hit me up. Friday, I'm doing a fundraiser in New Jersey. I put the info on my site if you guys want to come through. Saturday, I'm at the Stand NYC. And then Sunday, I'm at New York Comedy Club. So come check me out. And then laughingvlad.com, all my dates and info's there.
All right. Bad. I'm at the Cellar tonight. I'm at the Cellar tomorrow night. And then I'm going to Costa Rica. Hopefully I'll be back to see y'all motherfuckers in
Costa
the conversation.
Rico.
But yeah, man. Thank you again for listening. You know what I mean? As always, tell a friend to tell a friend to get in the conversation. We out.